1 Corinthians 2:14. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, for they are foolishness to him. He doesn't understand them, so they're foolishness. What are you talking about? That's the attitude. But we know these things because we understand the Scriptures. For they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Master that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Messiah. And that, brethren, is what we want. We want the mind of Messiah. Elder World read earlier from Ephesians 4, and I'm going to take it just a little bit before where he took it up before. Ephesians 4, 17. And listen carefully. I'm not going to have much time to explain all this. Ephesians 4, 17, but it's very self-explanatory. Paul said, "So this I say, and affirm together with Yahweh, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind." Remember in Romans 8, we talked about the futility of the creation. You know, we don't want to be, the word futile means that there's no hope. It's futile. No matter what you do, you can't, you know, you're not going to have a positive result. We don't live in a world of futility, brethren. Our victory is sure in Yahshua. You understand that? Do you understand that when this was written, and these things had already occurred, and Yahshua had already been executed, resurrected, and ascended to his Father, do you understand that the victory is done? It's there, it's secure? We have that. We could lay claim to that, but we have to have the faith to do so, brethren. It's done. It's as good as done. Being darkened, you know, the futility of their mind, the Gentiles, verse 18, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of Yahweh, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. They don't have that soft heart to receive the Spirit of Yahweh. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. It's not about other people. It's not about Philadelphia. It's not about your relationship to your brethren or to your family or to Yahweh. It's greediness. It's about what can I get for me? Eat, drink, right? Because tomorrow we may die. Slurp it all up in, right? Make a pig out of yourself because tomorrow you may die. It's not what life is about, brethren. That's not what it's about. 20. But you did not learn Messiah in this way. If indeed you have heard him. Have we heard him? And have been taught in him. Have we been taught in him? Just as truth is in Yahshua, that in reference to your former manner of life, with the emphasis on former, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of Yahweh has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. And then you go to a companion passage in Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verse 1. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Messiah, keep seeking the things above, where Messiah is, where he's seated at the right hand of Yahweh. Set your minds on the things above, not on the things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Messiah in Yahweh. When Messiah, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to what? To idolatry. It's all connected, brethren. For it is because of these things that I just mentioned that the wrath of Yahweh will come upon the sons of disobedience, and in them you also once walked, former manner of life, formerly alienated, when you were living in them. But now you also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him, a renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman, but Messiah is all and in all. And then it tells you what things instead you should have, what you should put on. If you read through verse 17, you'll see more of that. Very quickly, 3, use the concept of radical amputation. Radical amputation, what do I mean by that? Well, radical amputation is a term, I don't know if he coined it, but it's a term I first heard used by Dr. J.E. Adams, the counselor that I often refer to. Then the concept of radical amputation is to amputate a part of the body in a radical way. In other words, it's an immediate amputation of that element which is causing you trouble. And of course, it's a figure of speech, and he's referring to what you find in Matthew 5:27, for example. Matthew 5:27, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into Gehenna. If your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into Gehenna. In other words, you have to do certain things, cold turkey, brethren. And this is not, you know, don't just look at the sexual example here with adultery. Any of these things that we're talking about, go cold turkey. Don't say I'm going to, I mean, and if you have to, if you can't do cold turkey, at least start taking steps to get away. So if you're an angry person and you're given to fits of outbursts of anger at a moment, instead of thinking, then start making a plan to wean yourself away from that attitude. Okay? But in as much as possible, amputate, because you get rid of it. I mean, I've heard it said that the best way to, how do they say about that? Something about dropping a habit. I forgot what the little thing was with that. But anyway, the point was, the best way to get rid of the habit is to drop it.